Number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 6:10. Great to be with you on your Friday. 39 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Ready to tackle the day, aren't we, Patty?
I can't believe it's Friday already. It doesn't feel like it.
It does not feel like it. And I did a little research yesterday. So
it's going to be
windy, breezy for the most part. Today's high near 55. Do you realize that this is actually normal weather for Tri-Cities? I didn't realize that, but I did a little research. I thought, oh, this is abnormal weather. This doesn't seem right. Nope. I did a little research yesterday, and it said this is pretty much typical for January for Tri-Cities.
Right.
Because, you know, I was expecting, you know, ice and snow and, you know, winter, more wintry conditions.
Yeah.
But nope. This is
average.
I
don't mind it. I'll take it all day long.
I was surprised by that information that I pulled up. Now, if you're headed to the higher elevations, well, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, it is.
That's all. Yeah, that's gnarly up there.
Nope.
So if you're traveling, always know before you go, check out your KORD mobile app. Now, while you got your KORD mobile app out, while you're having that first cup of coffee, let's talk about the great flyaway we have to Los Angeles, the Music Award Show, Patty.
That is coming up already. I can't believe it. We've got you covered. Airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash.
Just like that. You, your bestie, the Music Awards Show. All the biggies are going to be there. Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, you name it.
It's in L.A.
They're going to be there, so don't miss out on that. Get signed up right now, and good morning to you. It's Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD, good morning to you. 6:22, you got Rick, you got Patty. 39 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Nashville news coming up here in just a little bit. And right now, though, a little Facebook fun for you.
What's up?
Now, I think our pets kind of have normal names, but if you've got a pet wacky name, we want to know. So what's your pet's wacky name? Because I've got Barkley, I've got Roxy, and I got Bodie. So, and you've got DJ.
I got DJ and Peaches.
So, I mean, not to say that those aren't, they're not.
I
did a whole article on the top 15 dog names, uh-huh, and Luna, number one.
Oh.
But none of our animals that we're talking about right now made the list.
Oh, wow.
So that shows you how unique, I guess, our animals are.
I have had cats, they have people names, or have had people names. Okay. I had Chuck and Ethel.
Oh, well, there you go. Ethel. You don't hear Ethel very often. Okay, there you go. That's an old name.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had Eloise. We had Polar Bear. Polar was our little Australian Shepherd with blue eyes, and her name was Polar Bear.
Oh, wow.
And my very first dog was Joe. He was Joe.
So. Our neighbor has a dog named Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Pearl.
And then you got Nebby.
Pearl and Nebby. Yeah, we go see them every day.
They're out there.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. But at our house behind us, there's Joey. There's Jake.
Don't you have a horse, too?
There's a horse. I don't know what the horse's name. It's back there. I don't know what the horse's name is. It's in the field behind us.
I just think that's funny that there's a horse. My neighbor has a horse.
He's just out there. Yeah, they've got 2 acres behind us, so they've got the horse out there, and he just kind of hangs out there. And there was two of them, but I don't know.
When I moved here, I always thought it was funny, and I remember driving, and I'm like, what? People have horses in Kennewick?
It's right in their neighborhood.
I know.
It's right in their backyard. There's a horse. Yeah. Welcome to the Tri-Cities.
I know, yeah.
So if your pet's got a wacky name, we're going to share some of these. This is going to be a lot of fun because, I mean, we have the cuss words we use when they're getting
right
into trouble.
Yes.
we got some of those, but this is going to be a lot of fun. So if your pet's got a wacky name, if you got a turtle, if you got a snake, if you got, you know, gerbils, what are their names? We want to know. Share those coming up. That's your Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 102.7 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. 6:52, our great flyaway to Los Angeles. You can log on right now thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. Get signed up on the KORD mobile app. Other people's problems coming up here in just about 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Another situation. You can app chat us. You can email us. This is normally how
you can always call us,
and
too.
And you can call us and give us the daily situation, and we'll talk about that coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock. Now, if you've got the KORD mobile app, of course, there's a lot going on. Number one that's the big deal is the Tri-Cityan of the Year. You can nominate somebody, right, Patty?
And you can nominate anybody. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you have, I believe it's through March. I want to say March 15th.
And get those nominations in.
Yeah, just click on the story. There's a you can click right there and get the form.
So many great people that I know who could be the Tri-Cityan of the Year. I deal a lot with pet overpopulation prevention.
Yeah,
we were just talking about trot.
We could nominate you. Yeah, it's March
15th. Not me. I don't want to be nominated. I'm just saying that there's so many people that I work with that are so giving of their time.
Last year, last year's was Andy Miller.
Yeah.
So, former prosecutor.
And you and I both have known multiple Tri-Cityans of the Year. And
yeah.
So they're great folks, and definitely get your nominations in. Also, the one that's causing a lot of controversy, of course, is Trooper Clausen, the DUI and all
There's
of that.
There's a date. Yeah, well,
they keep moving. They keep
they
moving
keep
this trial.
Moving the trial date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
well,
keep,
now it's, well, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, again, you can check out that controversy. A lot of comments on
there
that.
There are a lot of comments.
You know what? I could put my foot in it, but put my mouth in it, and I'm just not going to do it because I know that it's going to create a big old stir in the pot. But if you want to read the article, you sure can. And then we're getting ready for a cold and cloudy and not a wet weekend, but just cloudy and windy. So
is this normal for Tri-Cities?
This is pretty normal. I thought it was unusual, but come to find out, it's not that darn unusual right now. This is pretty much par for the course. But you can read those articles and more. We got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
7KORD 713. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you this morning. Right now, it's pretty mild for the most part. So, going to be a good Friday, going to be a good weekend for us.
Anything above freezing is good. I'm good with.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, it's 39 degrees for you and some clouds hanging around here in Pasco. All right, another edition of Other People's Problems this morning brought to you by your friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Jackson's got quite the situation going on with Jackson. What's going on with Jackson?
Rick and Patty, my girlfriend, asked for space about a month ago because she's really stressed and having some problems with her divorce, her children, and her business. I've respected the boundaries that she set, except for one text message that I sent. I'm crushed that we're no longer seeing each other on a daily basis. She has a birthday coming up on Sunday, and I don't know whether or not I should text and wish her a happy birthday. If I don't, she might get mad. If I do, she'll say I'm crossing the boundary, she said. What would you do if you were me? Jackson Kennewick.
Man, and when you're in the middle of a relationship like this and things are going on, it's really hard, Patty. Have you ever been in a situation like this?
I know if you don't address her birthday, there's going to be, you better address that birthday.
Well, I think you can send like, so I'm going to say, you know, I don't know.
But you know what they say, you're dinged if you do and dinged if you don't.
You are in that particular situation. So it was funny, many years ago when I was in Bakersfield, I was dating a former girlfriend, and it was funny as I could. She was kind of...
Was she setting boundaries?
She was pulling away a little bit.
Yeah.
And so me being, you know, who I am, I'm like, okay, I just want an answer, right? And so I demanded the answer, and she's like, well, you know what? I've been wanting to break
We're
up
done.
Anyway. Yeah. And so
She shut me down,
but at least I got my answer because I'm a big person about closure.
Yeah.
I need closure. I don't care if you're going to ghost me. I mean, I always feel like it's cowardly when you do stuff like that in relationships. Like, you just say what you want. You know,
yep.
I'll do what you want. And that, now we're friends today. And it was so funny that one of the best things that she ever said to me was, she goes, wow. She goes, when I said it was over, she goes, you didn't bat an eyelash. You didn't cry. You didn't beg. You didn't do anything. I said, no, because you told me exactly what you wanted. And then she called me a year. Like, we had, so
Did
we
she want to get back together?
No. So we had broken up. And then about 8 months later, we got back together,
mm-hmm.
and we were together. Now, this is because I was in Tri-City. She was in Bakersfield. So we decided we just couldn't keep the relationship going.
Right.
So we eventually broke up again. I would have married her. I will tell you this. I would have married her, and she would have married me. It was that was kind of that relationship. But I liked, you know, and so when I started dating Megan, I didn't hear from her for a year, and she called me out of the blue. And it was, hey, I just wanted to let you know that the reason why we broke up had nothing to do with anything else but the fact of the distance. She goes, I don't want you to spend your life thinking that I found some guy or that, you know what I'm saying, that I was mm-hmm. cheating on you. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I just felt like I had to call. And it was like a whole year of not hearing from her. And then she
goes, did you appreciate that? Or
I did.
We
would have gotten married if the distance and all those things. So it wasn't like we didn't care for each other. And I really appreciated her calling me out of the blue. And then she goes, oh, and she goes, are you dating somebody? So I'm dating Megan. Oh, well, she cute? Of course. Da, 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 da. So anyway, we're great friends to this day. But I love the fact that later she says, I respect you because when I said I wasn't interested, man, you closed up shop. You were like, you didn't beg, you didn't cry, you didn't, hey man, can I, you didn't do anything. I'm like, yeah, because you're like, I
was already on to the next girlfriend.
Well, no, but you gave me the, no, I was crushed. No. Now here's the flip side.
Oh,
here's the flip
really
side, Jackson. She devastated me. This woman devastated me, but I never let her see that. I was like, you will not, you will not see me, you know.
You're like a commercial for, remember, never let them see you sweat.
Never let them see you sweat, man.
Is that right,
I was
guard?
Like, you know, it's because
no,
you're,
I know.
You're not getting the, you already broke me.
Now I'm not going to let you see that you broke me.
You broke me, exactly. I think that in this particular situation, Jackson, I think you can't send her a happy birthday text, but don't expect anything back.
Yeah.
And then don't be disappointed, and you are going to be disappointed.
Yeah, don't have expectations.
You're going to be disappointed when she does not text you back. Or you're going to be upset when she goes, if she just sends back, thanks.
Right.
You're going to go, well, what does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean? What does that mean? Hey, Patty, what does that mean? Hey, AJ, what does that mean? Hey, Michael, what does that mean? And then you'll spend your whole day going to
being
different
worried
people.
About it. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so, I mean, it's a tough situation. So we're curious what you guys think. What would you do in this situation? Have you ever been? I've been in these situations. And
if somebody said, I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm like you, though. If somebody told me they want space, I respect that.
Yeah, you got your space.
I get it.
But the problem is, I know how that usually ends, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 99.9% of the time.
It means you're done.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to be that guy, but I've been down this road so many times, mm-hmm. and it's happened to me multiple times. And so I kind of know maybe a little bit about this. All right, Jackson, we're going to try to solve it for you. 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in the situation. We want to know. Maybe you see it totally a different perspective from me.
I'd send a birthday text.
All right.
I'm just saying.
But don't be disappointed when you don't hear anything. All right. We'll take some calls on the way. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For one for New Country, 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you on your morning commute, 726. We'll get you ready for the weekend. Super excited about it.
I love the weekend.
Yeah. That means we don't work unless we're out broadcasting live.
What's the weekend going to be like weather-wise?
It's going to be partly cloudy skies for the most part. Today's high near 55, low tonight 35. Pretty mild over the next couple days for you. But if you are traveling, just know the higher elevations, you're going to get a bunch of snow.
I'm just worried about what's going on around here. Jeff bought a new bike.
Oh, boy.
Has that bike been on the road yet?
I don't know.
No.
That brings me to this little thing I'm going to give you
here.
What's
up?
Today is Quitter's Day.
Resolutions?
So
is that what it is?
Yeah.
So
because research shows that by this day in the new year, you've abandoned your New Year's resolution. So whatever you've picked out for yourself. So let's say that bike, hypothetically for Jeff, he's already abandoned it. He's already abandoned the bike.
Quitter's Day was several days ago. I haven't even been to the gym once this year. Not once.
So we're going to have a little fun with you. I swore in 2026 I would blank, but I already quit and I failed. So we'll take some calls, get some app chaps going here.
I will tell you this. Yes. I am not using credit at all.
Yay.
Yeah.
Good idea on that. Now, no one wants that, right? No one wants that.
If I don't have the money, I'm not, sorry.
All right. So if you've already broken your New Year's resolution, we'll take some calls. I swore in 2026 I would blank. But I already quit and failed. I feel like this is the match game. What's the one where Gene Rayburn does it's the match game. It is the match game where you're like, yeah, it's like, I would blank, you know.
Yeah, you fill in the blank and then you have three answers.
Yeah.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
That's right.
Remember Brett
Fanny
Summer.
Flag.
Oh,
Fanny Flag. I'll take Betty White.
Betty White.
All right, so there you go. I swore in 2026 I would blank, but already quit and failed. We want to know. Take your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Might be Song of the Year. I just think I'm going to put that down, you know, at the Music Awards show.
She's incredible.
She is incredible.
Come on, baby. I just love the way she talks.
We've all been there choosing Texas. It might be choosing Washington or Idaho or whatever you name it, but we've all been there with once they're gone, they are gone. So Ella Langley, of course, the Music Awards show. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. You want to get signed up for it? Log on to the Cord mobile app. Get signed up right now and good luck.
Well, and also, you know what? Somebody's going to win an overnight stay at Legends. Can I just tell you, I love staying there, and I can't wait. I'm going to see Angela Johnson.
I know you are. So this is going to be a great...
I'm so excited.
Great flyaway and Legends involved. It's awesome. Open up your app right now and get signed up. Well, one of my favorite days, Quitter's Day. I can quit. I can quit anything.
What are you going to quit? What are you going to quit?
I don't know, but
you're not going to quit going to the gym.
I haven't been to the gym in a while.
Really?
So yeah, because I kind of got burnt out over the doing our whole weight loss thing. I got a little burnt out on it, so I haven't been to the gym in a while. So I swore in 2026 I would blank, but I already quit and failed. So we'll be taking your calls. New Year's resolution. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions, Patty. And
mine right now is I'm not using credit of any
kind.
That's
right. That's yours right now. That's yours right now. So if you already got in 2026, you made a resolution, and guess what? You decided that you are going to quit it. What are you quitting? Good morning, KORD.
I told myself in 2026 I wasn't going to get any new pets. I had a cat and a dog already. Okay. I didn't need anything. Now I have 6 chickens, 6 fish, 2 bunnies, a dog, and a cat. So, oops. But they're all really cute.
Of course they're all really cute. I love that. Yeah, you can't never say that.
When you're adding pets to the household, you can't go wrong.
That's right.
It's not a bad deal at all.
I swore in 2006 I would blank, but already quit and failed. But taking your calls, 547-KORD. Tell us your story, sir.
I swore up and down that I would cut down on fast food.
Oh, yeah.
I think on day 3 of 2026, me and my roommate, we went out and bought 12 McChickens and 3 quarter pounders and just split it between us two. I mean, there were some good McChickens too.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
I know, that's a tough one there. When you say, oh, I'm not going to do fast food, and then you end up doing fast food. Yeah, a lot of people probably say that already.
I don't think I can afford a quarter pounder.
not now.
What is going on?
The
prices are outrageous.
They are for the fast food, so that's a good resolution there. So I swore in 2026 I would blank, but I already quit and failed. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
ORD, 42 degrees, cloudy skies. Your morning commute, you got Rick, you got Patty, Tri-Cities. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. We're going to talk with John from Numerica coming up in just a little bit. We were just talking about New Year's resolutions, and you were just talking about credit
cards. I told you, I'm not using my credit card.
Right, exactly. Why do I think John is going to put that as
you
one?
You think he might?
He might put that as one of the pieces of advice he's going to give us a little bit after 8 o'clock with Numerica, and we'll have the money talk together. The nice thing about John and the gang at Numerica, they're there for you. They really are. We are so fortunate that we've got a long relationship with Numerica, and I've got my HELOC through them, and so they do such a great job.
Yeah, I had my car loan with them.
Yeah, they really are great people, and that's why we endorse them. We think they're fantastic. So definitely talk with John, Numerica, and don't be afraid to have the money talk. Especially, it's so funny when we go in, my wife knows, you know, money stuff.
Of course, she knows exactly what her balance is.
The anxiety for me when it comes to money, we talk about this a lot on the show, is my wife can spend. I don't like to spend. And so we just had A1 out working on our furnace. And I think a lot of people are like, why is your wife always talking to the people? And I'm like, because
she'll shut it down.
Because because she knows when they mention how much it's going to cost, she goes, anything and everything we do, I don't care if it's a car loan. I don't care if it's a new roof. I don't care what it is. When someone gives us the spiel, all I ever say is,
okay,
what's it going to cost? I got to know the cost. I don't, you know, when people like, what is that? Anderson windows and crap.
Yeah.
It's like, no, tell me what it's going to cost.
I don't need to hear everything. Just give me the bottom line.
Give me the money.
Yeah.
Give me the money. That's it. And that's when Megan brings me in on these conversations is with the money. That's it. At the end. I'm not interested in the spiel. I'm interested in
the bottom line.
What's it going to cost me? And you know what? That's the nice thing about Tri-Cities Weight Loss too, because they're going to do a free consultation for you. Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks. You've lost close to 60 pounds.
60. I'm still, within 5 pounds.
You're working it though.
I'm almost there.
You're looking great for the new year. So if your New Year's resolution is lose weight, we're going to help you out on this one.
Absolutely. If you've lost weight in the past, you've gained it back and then some, which I've done it like 2 or 3 times. You want to lose it for good this time? Tri-Cities Weight Loss is your answer.
That's right. The nice thing about it is they give you a list of food. You follow the food. The pounds will come off. There's no drugs, no surgery, no prepackaged meals, no carb, you know, the calories and the macros and all that. No.
No, but there is an app, and you just go ahead and log. And I can tell you that That keeps you accountable.
I love the app.
I know.
The app is great.
I know.
Yeah. So get your free consultation. If this is a New Year's resolution, we got the secret on how you can keep the pounds off.
Call Tri-Cities Weight Loss. It's 509-410-0670. Online, it's tricitiesweightloss.com.
And let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Right now, we've got 42 degrees, cloudy skies. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you. 8:07. We got him on the phone this morning. We got John from New America. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning and happy Friday.
I was going to say happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
That's
John.
That's right. 2026 is here. Thank you so much.
Isn't it crazy that once again, John, time just flies, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My goodness, does it.
All right, so New Year's kicking off. We were just doing a little bit on the radio about New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure financials going to be part of that, right, John? Yep.
Yes, it is incredibly common for people to set financial resolutions for the new year. I'll be transparent. A lot of those can be challenging for folks, but today we want to talk a little bit about some money tips that feel like cheating that might help you reach those resolutions, make those a little bit easier for you.
Okay, so hook us up here, because I know that's probably, for me, it's not even my weight. My number one stressor, we were talking about it earlier,
is money.
So tell us some tips that can help us give us some tips in the new year here, John.
Yeah, I think one of the first things that that I like to share with folks is that you can negotiate more of your bills or more of your expenses than you probably think that you can, right? So a lot of folks are used to negotiating when they maybe go to buy a car, or, we think about being at a yard sale, right, negotiating the price on something. Yeah. There are more things in life and sometimes some high ticket items that you can negotiate. So, like, for example, if you are a parent and you have a kiddo who's going to college, some forms of financial aid at colleges and universities can be negotiated. A lot of people don't know that. And so, for example, if you have an offer from another school, all you can do is say, hey, talk to your financial aid counselor and say, hey, is there anything that you can do to help us with this cost? And I only know that because I used to receive those calls on the other end of the line working at a college and university. Yeah. So it's a pretty big thing. Yeah.
I was can you, like, let's say the internet, is that one thing you can kind of negotiate there too?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'll just spill the full tea on my situation. I got a price increase notification from my internet service provider, and I was like, I don't really think I want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So I called them up and I said, hey, I shopped around and I have an offer from somebody else that's at the current price that I'm at. And immediately my agreement was renewed for 3 years at my existing price.
Yeah.
And so, yes. So, and people don't like making that phone call, but one phone call can usually save you quite a bit of money, especially on things like that.
See, all these great tips are going to help out. Thanks to our friends at Numerica. I mean, it's really about having the money conversation. You guys are so good about it. And the nice thing about what you guys do is there's no pressure about having that conversation, right, John?
No, 100%. I think, remember, your credit union and for Numerica, right, that is our business. That's what we're here to do. We have specialists that help us in so many areas of our life. We have doctors, we have mechanics, et cetera. Let us take on that mental calorie load so that we can help you take care of your money, right? We can help you. We can worry about it for you so you don't have to worry about it yourself.
I love that. As we get into the new year, and that's the big resolution, and people want to be more financially, stable and that's, all these different things.
That's one of my thing, credit cards.
Yeah, tell us about some tips with credit cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of small things, right? So many folks don't realize that, again, if you're willing to make a call to your credit card company, they may be able to negotiate your interest rates and thus the payment amount that you're making, or even small things like your due date. Like maybe, for instance, your payment due date isn't lining up with your paycheck. A small thing that you could do is maybe give them a call and ask, hey, can I move my due date? Especially if you've been a good, customer or member of theirs, they're often willing to agree to that. So again, it's just kind of asking for the help that you need when you need it. And as we know, moving out of the holiday season, quite a few folks, unfortunately, have taken on some credit card debt. And so there are resources to help make that a little bit easier to navigate.
Yeah, that's one thing for me, John. My mortgage comes out at the first of the month. So guess what? I try not to have any other bills because that's the biggest chunk of cash.
Totally.
And so I've moved all,
absolutely,
like you said, I've moved all the due dates to the 16th paycheck because that's, much better to manage.
Yeah, 100%. And I think you bring up a really good point, right, is that a financial payment feels a little bit less painful when it's the only one that we have to deal with. And so that's a really smart move on your part. Small thing that folks can do as well is if you just pay a little bit extra towards the principal balance of your loans, it can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
So like, for example, let's say you have an auto loan. It's got $5,000 on there and it's got an interest rate of about 7%. If you pay just an extra $35 a month on that payment towards the principal, you'll pay that loan off a year earlier on a 4-year loan. And that's wild. Think about it. An extra year of freedom, and all it costs you is $35 a month.
Right on.
So again, just paying a little bit extra on your loans can save a ton of money.
As always, John has all the tips, all the tricks. Love it for New Year's. You know what? We were going to help people stick to that New Year's resolution. That's what we're going to do, right, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Take advantage of us. We want you to utilize us for that.
I love it. Numerica is always great. Numerica, how do they hit you up on social media? How do they contact you, John?
Yeah, fantastic. So all of our handles are at Numerica CU. That's CU as in credit union. Again, you can find us online on Instagram. You can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Facebook. Visit one of our branches or go to our website, numericacu.com.
There you go. All the great advice you need for the New Year's to tackle it, 2026. Thank you, John, from Numerica. Absolutely.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Happy New Year.
All right. There's John from Numerica. He always has the great tips. He always has the great hookup.
I know.
And again, if you have a New Year's resolution of being financially more responsible, guess what? Numerica has got you covered. And I love the fact that you can have the money conversation with them no matter what. They've seen it all. They've seen it all. So contact Numerica today, 1027 KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. It's 823. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Benton City, Pendleton, Umatilla, Hermiston. The list goes on and on. You guys have got the cord loud and proud.
We love that you're here. How about Pendleton Whiskey Fest?
That's right.
He's going to be there.
Zach Top's going to be there. And, of course, we'll have tickets to give away for that. Also tickets to give away for Chris Stapleton, who was just announced for the Gorge. And you never know.
It's starting. It's happening.
Zach could be on that Chris Stapleton show.
I bet he will be.
Could be on that show, too, as well.
I bet he will.
So keep it here to KORD to win all those free tickets from us in the new year. We love giving that away, along with the Music Awards show, which you can get signed up thanks to Legend Casino right now on the station mobile app. All right, Jackson's got a situation, and man, I feel for Jackson today. What's going on with Jackson here?
So he's got a girlfriend. She's asked for space, and she's stressed. She's having some problems with her divorce, her kids, and her business. He goes, I've respected the boundaries she set, except for one text message that I sent. I'm crushed that we're no longer seeing each other on a daily basis. She's got a birthday coming up on Sunday, and I'm not sure whether or not I should send a text to wish her a happy birthday. If I don't, she might get mad. If I do, she'll say that I'm crossing the boundary, she said. What would you do if you were me?
Tough situation to be in. I've been in there a couple times, so people are chiming in on Facebook. Patty, get us started. What are they saying?
Well, right from the top, Michelle says, I think you should let the ink dry on the divorce papers first.
Stephanie says, definitely text her happy birthday, but then you need to consider moving on. Space means she is emotionally unavailable to you. She is keeping you on the hook in case some room opens up, or she's waiting for you to figure it out and break up with her because she can't handle doing the dumping right now. And that's from Stephanie.
Levi says, do yourself a favor, move on. Her need for space is a cue that she wants to be available for someone else. Run fast and far to someone who's ready for a relationship with you.
I think Jennifer just tell her happy birthday and leave it at that. That's from Jennifer.
Lori even says, post on her Facebook page.
Oh, there you go.
Or send a private message.
There you go. Jessica says, I don't do space, so my comment probably won't be helpful, but if you need to do yourself a favor, move on. You deserve that for yourself and find somebody who's ready for a committed relationship. Good luck, bud. And that's from Jessica.
If she gets upset about a birthday text, the relationship is completely over. Sorry, that sucks, but move on. That's from Daniel. And Lori says, just post on... Oh, wait. Delavan says, sounds like you need to move on. She obviously isn't ready for a relationship.
Amy says a birthday text stating just that, okay, if the divorce isn't final or even very recent, time to move on. Her space and freedom is what she may need now. And so a lot of people, exactly. The problem, we were just talking off microphone, I've been in this situation. And when you're in it, you're in the mud, yes. You can't get out of the mud until you see it years later and go, oh my gosh, I was so stupid because I didn't see it.
So
yeah, text her the happy birthday, but that's about it.
And then move on, right?
Yeah, because And don't be even waiting for the thanks. Don't even be waiting for it because she may not do it. She might not do it. And anybody, I don't know. I know it's been a long time since you've dated, Patty.
I just say move on.
Yeah.
Text happy birthday and, close it down. Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down. And then the best thing you can do is get away from her social media, her Facebook, any Instagram. Don't even you just got to cleanse your body of it.
Yeah, I mean.
You got to get out of there.
Well, here's the thing. She's going through a divorce. You really don't,
Yeah, there's a great line I'm going to share before we go to break. It's called home field has the advantage. I call it the home field. So whenever you have people, getting a divorce and they're married, still married, and then you're dating them or whatever, I'm like, home field has the advantage. It just does. Yeah, because you don't know where she's going. She might even go back to the guy. You don't know because she's in the middle of the divorce.
I feel like if you're still married, you're not even divorced yet.
Right.
That's That's a weird...
It is. See, it's that weird no man's land. Yeah. And again, most people, you know, oh, I'm...
I wouldn't get involved with anybody who's
doing even,
that.
Even I the wouldn't. One... You got me hooked on Cheaters, the TV show. And so separated is that big word that people love to use. And they're not, and they're still married,
right?
And so, and they come up on him like, he said he was separated, and she's like, I'm married. Look at the ring, and then they, and then she starts beating her up with the mace and shooting her with the mace and all that stuff. So I know it's.
Listen, can you imagine being on a date with? I know, but you're on a date with somebody. All of a sudden, here comes Joey Greco.
I know it's great.
The lights are on. You're like, what are you doing?
What are you doing out here? Well, he said he was separated, and the one I saw, she had the mace with her, and she just sprayed the guy, and just like, and then anyway, so. Good luck, Jackson. It's a tough situation to be, and we're not laughing at you because we understand that.
But most everybody's saying, just move on.
Yeah. Send the happy birthday, and if you don't hear anything else, that's your cue. Yep. That's your code. You know what you got to do. All right, 102 in a row is coming up next. If you want to chime in on it, you sure can do that. App chat us, call us, Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.